Claimed by the Vikings by Grace Goodwin. This book is read by Patrick Zeller, C.J. Bloom, Axel Bosley, and Rock Engel.
1. Violet Nichols, Interstellar Brides Processing Center, Miami. This had to be a dream, but it felt real. So damn real. I was blindfolded, naked. The subtle sound of a man's groans of pleasure reached me, flooding my core with wet heat. But I didn't need to be able to see to know that strong hands gripped my hips, and I sat on a man's face as he ate my pussy. My thighs clenched against his ears, his wicked skill so intense that my leg muscles quivered, tightened, and relaxed as his tongue slid over me, then pulled, drawing my sensitive clit into his mouth with just the right amount of suction before releasing it over and over again. I moaned when he flicked a very sensitive spot at the top. His hands were big, his fingers long enough to hold my slippery folds open for his tender assault. Again and again, he made me tremble, shifting from demanding suction to the gentlest of brushes. For someone so big, he was very careful. I couldn't tell him this. Couldn't do more than beg for more with a sexy moan and a desperate whimper. For while he was beneath me, a second man thrust his cock into my mouth. The thick girth of it was smooth and hard as steel against my tongue as I laved him, felt the pulsing line of the vein that ran up the length. When he pulled back so that I could circle the rim of the crown with my tongue, I was able to take a deep breath before he stretched my lips wide once again, thrusting deep so he entered my throat. His growl of appreciation and the way his big hand tightened in my hair was all the indication I needed to know I was pleasing him. One of my hands rested against his abdomen, the steel-hard abs clearly defined beneath my fingertips, as I explored him, touched him like I owned him, like he was mine. When he paused, pulling back, fighting for control, I didn't allow his retreat, pushing forward, swallowing him down like he was mine to take, mine to pleasure. I slid my hand down, cupped his balls gently, and pulled him closer, his growl of warning unheeded. He was all mine, and I wasn't giving him the chance to escape me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?